Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are hopefully getting to our topic on the feminine side of psychic energy and taking your calls for on-air reading. Several of you in the queue, and we're going to get straight to the callers. I want to invite our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. And 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. So 253-336 and then 312. Hold your, just hold on, callers. 253 is first, and we will be getting to each of you. You're all getting readings, so don't worry. Okay, area code 253. And we're going to ask if we can be heard, too. Can you hear us, 253?
Yes, I can.
Neil, you speak.
Can you hear me as well?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great.
Perfect. What's your name?
My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. D-E-B-B-I-E?
Correct.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, I'm from Tacoma, but I'm in Portland, Oregon right now.
Okay, from Tacoma, but in Portland. Are you just there, like, for a visit?
Yes, my husband had some business.
Okay, so you're from Portland. I'm not going to even write down Tacoma. All right, and what's your birth date, Debbie? At the year, please.
1958.
I wrote down 58. I got your year. I wrote
it
down.
Oh, my gosh.
That's weird. Okay. Yay. All right.
Yeah.
5, 15, and 13. She's a 28, 10, 1. Okay, what's your question, Debbie?
My question is, I have a building project coming up, but we are having to hire an attorney and the county's involved, and it's pretty nasty, and I'm just wondering if this is worth it to try to pursue or just let this go and try to find another property.
Okay. Is this a personal property or a business property?
Personal.
And there's some controversy about the property itself.
Yes. I'm trying to build a garage, and we had some trouble with neighbors about 10 years ago. And every time we try to do anything, we just get – it's just like talking to a circle. We're not getting any farther. So I have to hire an attorney, which is going to be very expensive to try to fight the county.
What happened with the neighbors 10 years ago that's impacting you building a garage now?
We tightlined some water that was – on our property, and because the neighbor was an attorney and their father lived there, it turned into something really ugly, but we took care of it. It was all dismissed. It's all been taken care of since 2011, but the county still is reading the reports wrong and causing us to not be able to build a garage and get a permit, but they're wrong.
I'm just curious, do you own a boat?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And, there's two issues here, and we cannot give legal advice, but we can be psychics and talk. There's two issues. One, you have a right to your property and a right to do with your property as you wish, and And if you have a nasty neighbor, that's unfortunate, but you have a right to do with your property as you wish. And if, unfortunately, if you have an attorney for a neighbor and he's causing all kinds of trouble, yeah, you may have to spend anywhere from as much as $8,000 to $10,000 on an attorney. And you stay in your home and you avoid a lot of unnecessary moving and all kinds of things. And that's just too bad. So psychically speaking, we aren't getting a read that you have to do one thing or another. That's point number one. Point number two, if you're just not happy there and you have a lot of equity in the home and there's a convenient way to move and find a nice property with already a garage and to accommodate everything you need and it's right there, you can avoid a lot of trouble. If the move is smooth, then you can see that it would be. So, there's those two principles. Now, if you're asking us, will you be able to build that garage? We know what we're going to go out on a limb and say yes. That in hiring an attorney, if it's worth it to you, and I don't know if there's an estimated cost for an attorney, I would imagine anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 is my guess for something like this.
Right.
I don't know if that fits in your evaluation, but we think you're going to win if you want to stay. And, it's unfortunate. But if you're not happy and you can find other property, move. But if you don't want to move, are you going to win? Yes, you will win. And furthermore, you won't have to go through the hassle finding anything else. He's a mosquito. He's troubling, but you're a fly swatter. I think after all this rigmarole through the courts, they're going to grant you some rights. You know, right here in California, there's property rights problems with people who own big homes by the beach and whether the beach access is private property or not.
Yeah.
Well, they just ruled that it's public access. So it's kind of a dent on the property rights. But that's here in California. If that garage is on your property line and first you got to know if it's on your property line. Then if there's codes or whatever that don't infringe on his property rights or his views or whatever, yeah, he's going to lose.
And a public beach, what was designated a public beach is going to be different than a garage on someone's property if the property lines are, clearly marked,
What the problem is, because of this water runoff and everything, they're just making our setbacks impossible to be able to put a garage on there because there's no room. It's ridiculous, the setbacks. That's the problem.
And
you're going to have to get a geologist or a land surveyor to figure that out.
I'm assuming you don't want to move from this property.
We love it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just, and I can't find anything else. That's part of the problem. There's nothing else.
Well, you know what? If you can find a way to avert the water runoff and all that, you're calling our show. We feel that if you want to fight and stay, there's ways to accommodate that runoff situation, so he won't have a complaint. He won't have a word to complain about. But you're going to have to get a land surveyor and someone who understands the landscaping.
It's going to be an expense, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hopefully that helps.
It does. It eases me.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 336. Area code is our next caller. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Hi. My name is Dale, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Dale.
Hi.
D-E-L.
And we've spoken with her before, but I don't remember your birthday.
Yes. 9/10/1964.
No. 10/20. Oh, she's a 30 equals 3. No, I did not remember that. Okay, Del, what's going on? I think we last talked to you about a relationship, maybe.
Yeah, right? It's still this relationship. I met this young man online, and we haven't yet met yet because he's out of the country doing a job. He's a constructor. He's working on doing some work, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll finally meet. But, you know, we video chat and see, you know, talk on the phone constantly. Just trying to see if anything changed because our feelings are kind of getting more deeper. It's getting every day we talk, it's starting to get more deeper, and I'm trying to be cautious because he is from a distance. He's from California, and I'm North Carolina, so it's a different, and he's different culture, different everything. We from different places.
And I think did we speak about this gentleman before? Is this the same person we spoke to about?
Yes, yes.
And we probably got his birthday at that time, but I don't recall it. So
I don't remember. Okay. His birthday is, it's July the 18th, 1967.
Because I remember the thing about different cultures and
yes.
And so, how long has this been going on with him?
27. We've been having a relationship, communicating on the phone and everything, and for about a little over 2 months now.
2 months, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like it's getting deeper between the two of you?
Yes, we have expressed love for each other, and you know, I don't know if he's saying that, but on my end, it's very real. You know, I feel like he could be my really spiritual soulmate to me. But you know, he says the same thing too. But I'm getting kind of a little. I'm not saying anxious, but you know, kind of like you know. Is this for real or what? You know, I'm not saying he's
yeah. I mean, what
games.
I guess my question would be, why hasn't it progressed beyond chatting on like FaceTime or whatever?
Well, he's supposed to come once he finishes his job. Once he finishes, he's doing something. It'd be another couple more weeks, and we're supposed to meet. He's supposed to come to my area and meet. And I just want to know: do you still feel like this could be someone? That I can continue maybe having a relationship? Do you pick up anything different? I mean, I'm just kind of curious about.
Well, there's a lot of connective energy in the birthday. Neil, do you want to tell her?
Well, first of all, whenever you go online or you meet somebody through texting, you always have to.
Anybody.
You know,
Exactly.
A lot of caution. And whether you get cozy and you have a nice conversation and you start to feel like this is your soulmate and that there's this emotional thing starting to grow, be suspicious of that, especially women. A lot of women will get sucked into these relationships online and men are predators and they know how to be predators. They know how to woo somebody in. So I'm not saying that this isn't a situation because, of course, online chat-ups and meetings and stuff like that can be authentic and real. I don't, if you're asking us, or at least myself, how do I feel? Well, if I said 100% that this is it, because I'm getting a vibe as 100%, this energy doesn't feel any higher than 76%. Now, I don't know what that shadow means yet. I don't know if he talks to other women.
That's his year, but I don't know if you're realizing that.
No, I didn't know.
67, so inverted. Yeah,
he's okay.
76, 67.
Yeah. I don't know. Is he divorced?
Yes, he is, and I am too.
Okay, right now I'm not concerned about you. I'm concerned about him. He's divorced.
Right. Yes.
Giving some indication, if I were you, I would move forward. You could meet him, but I would be careful. In other words, the psychic reading isn't, hey, this is great. This is it. Mm-hmm. You're right. No way. No way am I in that territory.
What I'm remembering about the last time that we spoke with Del is that you were saying that he was going to meet you, I think, then in a couple of weeks. So now it's 2 months later, or I don't know how long.
Well,
because
his job has taken him such a long time because he works, he does a lot of construction work. And where he's at, it's just taking a lot of time. And I do believe him because, you know, when I talk to him, he's at the construction site. Right now it's been a delay, you know, on some things.
Yeah, I mean, that's, obviously that can happen.
Yeah, so that's understandable. I really believe that part, you know. And but he seems like he's very anxious to meet, you know, as much as I am, you know, to really meet and see where our relationship may go.
And you said that I can't remember if he's going to stay with you. Would he stay with you if he comes and visits you?
Well, we may be changing that. He may not stay with me. I may, you know, get a, you know,
I think it's
place.
A better idea to maybe have him stay somewhere else.
Yeah,
just
but that's
the first time you're meeting somebody and then you're having him.
Yeah.
Stay at home when you don't know him.
Exactly. Until we get to know each other a little bit better. And, of course, he wants me to come to California once, you know, if we meet and everything turn out like it's supposed to.
How has it progressed in terms of the love connection?
He loves me. He said he loves me, and he feels that I'm the one that he will love to spend the rest of his life with. I mean, it's very deep, intense. I feel so deep. When we both talk, we feel so open, we are very open to each other about discussing all kinds of things. And, you know, he's been through a lot, you know, but I've been through a lot too. So, you know, so I express all that to him. And,
they love each other.
But we are definitely, you know, I'm telling you, I love him. I feel like I'm in love with him.
Del, no contest. There's no contest about the content of what's going on. We're not saying that we're not challenging that. You feeling the way you feeling. What we're doing is we're stepping out of that picture. We're not contesting it. We're stepping out of it and trying to decipher psychically where this can go.
Right.
And 76% isn't bad. It's better than 50-50. But the only things that there's distance between the two of you. That's one thing.
Yes.
There's also, to tell you the truth, there's still room to examine if this man can be in fact monogamous once a relationship set up, because I'm not convinced psychically that is a strong standpoint right now that he can be monogamous. I'm not convinced psychically. Mm-hmm. You may be.
Right.
Why did his previous relationship break up? Do you know?
His wife cheated on him.
Because
his friend.
His wife cheated on him.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
so there's infidelity in his vibe, but it's not.
And there's a lot of times when one spouse has been cheated upon, that they end up doing the same thing to somebody. I mean, it doesn't, that's all fun. Okay. What you need to do is be very cautious.
Right.
So psychically, meet him. I think it would be foolish. It wouldn't be healthy to have him stay there. You don't know him well enough. You know, I mean, if there was a different situation, maybe, but you don't know. So, I mean, you may not agree with us. You may let him stay there. I don't think he's going to strangle you or anything, but I just don't know if it's that totally healthy. Let me ask you something. Where in your life, anywhere in your life, was there a theme of cactus or anything with cacti?
That's weird. It's coming up again.
Cactus?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of nothing right at this moment. No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Where is he? And he's in California. Like, what part of California? Hold on.
He's in Sacramento. Mm-hmm.
Sacramento.
Well, there's some hot areas there.
Not exactly,
you know, ask him just off the rim here. Just say to him, hey, you know, I had a dream or something, or, you know, do you have any connection with cactus? And just see what he says. If he says, I had a cactus farm. Oh, yeah, I used to grow cactus. Oh,
He was born in Spain. I don't know if he had cactus in Spain. He just came to the United States.
I was looking up cactus. The cactus came up yesterday in another reading, and I was looking up cactus. And Spanish there's, you know, Mediterranean, there's cactus and Mediterranean food.
I don't know
not
where.
As much as Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
It
right.
does exist.
I don't know. I think I just think we're trying to help you on a psychic level to see what kind of feedback we get from him when we ask. So and to wrap up, it seems to be a green light. We're not disputing that your feelings are not real. They are, and there may be authenticity on his side.
But
that
proceed
probably
with
is.
Caution. I think is the note.
Oh yes,
yeah, just
definitely.
Proceed with caution. It seems logical advice. But there's a psychic underplay that has to be ironed out before we could say 100% this is it.
That's right. I understand. Yes.
Yeah, and if you can,
and
if you
agree,
can figure, if you can figure out what that cactus,
ask him
thing means.
Okay.
I
will.
Get back to us. Well, get back to us either way. Let us know how things.
I will.
I actually
want to call you soon. Hopefully that, you know, I'll get an opportunity to call you back once we meet, and then I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good, doll.
If you can. Okay, thank you so much.
Take care. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
And Dal can follow us on Facebook and,
you know,
Twitter.
When I was a kid, the very first time I heard Kansas City, I thought he was saying Cactus City, and I was looking all over the map for Cactus City in the United States. I couldn't find it, and I thought, oh, this song is crappy. This doesn't make sense. Then I found out that he was saying Kansas City.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any. No, well, maybe there is cactus in Kansas. Dorothy, we'd have to ask Dorothy. Then.
I guess, or Toto. Okay. 312 area code, you're on the air.
My name's Karen, calling from Chicago.
Hi. Karen, how are you?
Hi. Pretty good. My question is, I've been receiving some mail, it's with like someone's like been ordering catalogs with vulgar businesses, and they've been sent to my home address. And I'm just wondering if this is, like jokes or something, and I'm just wondering if it's someone I know from business or someone like a relative that's joking around, or somebody from high school. I have a group of girls that constantly kind of.
You mean a group of friends? If this is like a friendly prank versus someone who's like
yes.
a sucker.
What's
your birth date, Karen?
It's 3/31/71.
I mean, I guess the first question would be, have you talked to any of these friends and asked? I mean.
No, I'm not friends with them. They're like friends of my cousins. And it could be my cousin too. Like they talk about me. They're just like mean girls.
So you're not on friendly terms with your cousin? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Oh, so you're saying that, okay. So your question is whether it's a stranger. It wouldn't be really a friendly prank. It would be kind of a malicious thing, but from someone you know. Ugh.
Correct. Yeah.
Creepy
yeah.
vibe. Yeah.
Are these just off color or are they downright pornographic?
Yes, you got it. It was the second one.
Pornographic.
Kind of, with this, like a sexual nature, but kind of like a really harsh.
Well,
first
of all, what you need to do is contact your mail your mail post, you know, the postal service, and tell them you're getting this mail and put a tracer on it.
Yeah, I don't know if they can. The problem is, though, if it's ordered directly from the company, it's only going to trace back to the company. So the Postal Service is going to be limited in what it's able to find.
Well, the other thing is what you can do is call the
company
that's sending it out and say you're receiving this and you're not you do not want to receive it anymore.
Yeah.
And how was it ever sent to your address? You never solicited it.
That's what I did this morning. I said, there's no such company. This is obviously a joke. It was from a candy company. And I said, there's no such company. I never asked this. And then when they went in their system, it was through a business account.
Did they reveal it's a business?
No. They just said that the catalog that came was for corporate accounts.
I'm going to ask you a question. I get it. It's from a corporate account. You don't know where it's coming from. Let me ask you a question. In your family background, are there any doctors or anyone who has, not a doctor, but somebody now who has some kind of intestinal problem?
Yes, I have an uncle that has like has multiple problems, like with his stomach, his legs. He's kind of like a weird guy.
Okay, what do you mean weird?
Hmm. Like off humor, like very off humor.
That's interesting that you would get that because it's connected to this.
So if we're going to put a tracer on this, and we're not accusing him, but if we're going to put a psychic tracer on this, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, where is this coming from? And we're trying to put our heads together here. The first thing I saw was the human gut. And I thought, okay, is that a doctor or is that somebody with a gut problem? You connected to your uncle, and you also say he's off color. So the first Columbo investigation here, you know, is that he might be a suspect.
He would be a suspect? Really?
He might be. Or something connected to that side of the family.
Because my cousin gets a lot of catalogs, and her husband, he was in town not too long ago.
Is this the cousin, is this uncle on the side of the family, the cousin that you have a bad relationship?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe it's coming from the cousin. Because, I mean, would you think that your uncle would actually do something like this?
No, you know, he's kind of a weird type of guy, but I don't think I don't think he would have my address on hand like that, like she would, because she invited me to a graduation party for my her daughter, which I'm close to her kids, but I didn't attend, and they may have had my address out because they had the apartment number, they had everything right. And she knows I do a lot of like freelance work, like writing and editing, and I'm in an advertising studio right now, a little trendy.
Okay, Karen. So what is from your uncle, from the gut thing with your uncle who's off color to the connection to the cousin? I think we're starting to find a psychic link. I wouldn't throw any of the magazines away. I would hand them over to the police.
Yeah,
and I take this seriously.
I mean, I don't know how seriously the police is going to take something like this, but you should definitely file a complaint.
A complaint, and then you want it stopped. And because if it's a joke with a cousin, it's in poor taste, and it's an invasion of your privacy, really.
And they might be able to find out if you do file a police report. They may be able to find out from the company where this magazine is coming from easier than you're going to be able to. Being the person that's receiving them. You know what I'm saying?
Do you see more of these letters coming to me? Like they're just going to keep sending a couple more?
How many have you received?
You're trapped in a river of unsolicited mail that's pornographic.
How much have you received?
Yes.
Pieces of mail?
Today I only received one. But I do receive like a lot of email, like a lot of weird email too as well.
Really?
And that just goes into the spam too. But like this was the first one that came physically to my house.
Well, the stream of this went into the pool of predators and pornographic predators that are now all on you. They prey on people like you. So you need to, it's going to be very difficult to control, but if you, without any cost to your pocket, you can get the police involved, you can get the mail service involved, and just start there, and you can maybe tell your cousin that that you've been getting this kind of material in the mail, and don't accuse her, just say, I've been contacting the police. Act like you're ignorant.
But do you have that kind of relationship where you can call her up? And
I told my aunt, and I said, I already called the company, and she got kind of scared, but she talks to my cousin definitely. So
I would talk to her again, say, you know, this is really funny. I'm calling the police and I'm filing reports. So
yeah, and they're going to put a tracer on it, say.
Yeah.
And that, you know, but that won't stop. The companies now doing it is what your problem is. And then other companies get a hold of your name and they start sending stuff. So, you've got to might have to get the police involved, the postal service, I don't know. But we'll put out an energy that just stops anyways, okay? Have you done anything differently with a wall in your backyard? Have you have any backyard problems recently?
Well, I live in an apartment building, and I live across from a neighbor who, like, throws all his items on my side of the porch. And we told him, like, to stop. Yeah. But he's kind of weird. He kind of, like, throws all his stuff in, and I think he's moving or he's, like, just cleaning out his house. But he throws all his things on my porch every morning and then removes them. Like, he wants to aggravate me every morning, but I don't really pay any attention to him. Because I think he may be moving.
That's kind of like
So that's another psychic thing, okay? So you're having a problem. You're having a problem being bombarded by
personal
environmental
boundaries.
Yeah. We're going to put an energy out. Chris and I will put an energy out that, okay, let it be stopped. Okay, it's done. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
We're putting an energy out that it's going to, there's going to be a block to you being assaulted by neighbors and cousins and uncles and whatnot. And let's see if that works. Okay?
Okay, Karen.
Okay. I'll call back. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ugh, creepy. That would really upset me. So hopefully this will resolve for her quickly.
Hello?
Yeah. You know, terrible.
Hi. Well, you probably like it, receiving stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. 218, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Samora. I haven't called for a long time. My number is 314.
Let's get your whole birth date, Samora.
August 2nd, 1992.
That's right.
What is
it? I remember now.
August 2nd,
1992. So, Samora, probably Neil is not going to remember right away, but she was going to school for social work, right?
Yes.
And what's going on currently in that? Are you still doing the same thing?
Yes, I am. This is my last semester.
Last semester.
For social work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're 26 years old right now, correct?
Yes.
26, which is actually hidden in your month and day, Samora, your age. Separation between 8 and 2 is 6, and of course the 2 is your day, so there you have your age. What's your question today?
It has to do with my crystals. So
your crystal bowls?
No, I have crystals and
crystals.
Hold on, echo. Hold on. I have some crystals, and so I've been having these dreams, but I'm trying to figure out because I thought it was too strong. I had an onyx bracelet. And I took it off because I was having, like, weird dreams. I didn't know what to make of them. So I took it off, and then now I'm having this. I feel like I'm dealing with some kind of spirit, but I'm not sure, like, jealousy or something because, like, it keeps bugging me in my dreams, and I'm
well, what's the content of your dreams? What exactly? What's happening in the dream to...
So we have someone babysitting or fostering our kitty right now because me and my now boyfriend are planning on moving to Washington. And so, like, it was just, like, a weird, like, you know how girls know, like, how guys think their guy is cute or whatever. Like, you just, a girl knows. So anyway, so I was like, whatever.
Into your receiver. You're going in and out.
She thought that, well, I feel like she thinks that my boyfriend's cute. So I was like, whatever. It's not a big deal. I'm not like threatened or anything. I was like, it doesn't bother me. And I like let him know. And he was like, you're crazy, whatever. And so I was like, okay, like whatever. I just wanted to let you know that that's what I feel. And I felt I should verbalize it to you. And it was, it's not even a big deal. And I just felt like I needed to verbalize it just so that it was out there. But, like, now in my dreams, like, it will be, like, me and him and her. And, like, he's totally oblivious to, like, how she's, like, flirting with him and stuff. Like, and I'm just like, can you please stop in my dreams? Like,
but
I don't know.
But this is a real person you're talking about, not, like,
yeah,
this is a real person.
A real person.
Right. So,
and
but she's saying she thinks it's a spirit antagonizing
her
in her dream. But
crystals
doing
it. Well, there is a vibrational energy in rocks and precious stones and crystals, and indeed they can affect us, and they can even get into our astral energy and our etheric energy and aggravate our dreaming state. What I'm getting here is that the crystal may be a conduit for a past life situation, and that past life situation involves you and your boyfriend and the cat sitter, and that there's something to do with the Mayan civilization, the Mayans, where there was a lot of sacrifice and rituals and things like that. Now, you may not have any connection with the Mayan culture. You may not even think about it or have any connection, but this is the first step we're going to.
And onyx can originate from that part of the world, which is interesting. So that's
so
the connective tissue.
So there's something to do with that. What you can do is you can put the crystal in water. Yeah, Kristen thought I was going to say that. You know, fill up your sink in, you know.
Bracelet. I mean, is it going to hurt the bracelet, though?
I don't think so.
Whatever connects it.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you can
it.
Get rid of the crystals. But if it's a crystal bracelet, fill up your sink with water and then, you know, pull up the thing so the water stays in the basin and put the crystal in there and leave it in there overnight. And then take it out and make sure the water drains, and the crystals will have different properties. They'll have a different energy field. Because what you're doing is you're drowning the past life situation. It's a ritual thing, but in Mayan culture,
unusual.
They would do things like this.
So more than a spirit.
It's
not a spirit. It's the past life coming back.
And if anybody tells you it's
haunt
a spirit,
you somewhat, yeah,
I wouldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't believe it.
Okay.
It's a past life energy. The crystals are activating, they're a conduit for that energy, and they're putting out an energy field because they're probably somehow connected to the past life. But you have a past life zone going on with these two other
people. It would, the past life zone would occur whether or not you have the crystals or not. The crystal might be intensifying.
That's right.
The situation.
So I took it off.
Well, try something in water.
It disappeared because I put it on my dresser. Now it's not there anymore, and I can't find it anywhere. So
No, she's not going to be able to submerge it until she finds it.
Well, that's an energy. You see, because there's an energy force that's trying to separate you from this crystal and just cut to the chase. So the crystal missing might be a blessing. Was it expensive?
Yeah. No, I made it with my, I don't know. Me and my boyfriend made bracelets actually together, and they're both the same. And
interesting. So he has an onyx bracelet too?
Yep, he sure does.
He should probably, and his is accessible?
Yes, this is on his wrist.
So I would submerge his bracelet.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, you might.
Yeah. If you can't
that.
Find it, yours, you know, obviously you can't. But
it's unfortunate. You just picked up crystals and things and rock stones that have a connection to a past life. You're repeating something you did in a past life that was invaded upon by a third party. But you don't get nervous about this. Your bracelet being lost. Maybe it won't show up. It might be the best thing. If it does, you can put it underwater. If his bracelet, he doesn't want to get rid of it and he wants to wear it, he should submerge it underwater or not wear it at all.
Okay. Yeah, because he's been having dreams too, so
yeah.
I might have to cleanse them because we didn't cleanse them before we made them.
No, you didn't cleanse them. If you can cut to the chase and he doesn't wear it, and he should put it in a plastic container with a lid. Okay? a heavy plastic container with a lid.
Okay.
You don't want anything that has to do with, you don't want any metals, you don't want any stones, you don't, it has to be plastic.
Okay.
The crystal will die in the plastic. It will shrivel up and die, the energy of it. And that would be the best.
Okay.
Otherwise, if he wants to wear it, then submerge it in water overnight. And then he can maybe wear it. But your missing bracelet is due to a safety valve. It's trying to, something out there is trying to protect you. An energy, I don't know what it is, but something's trying to protect you. That would be a good force.
Okay.
All okay, right. Samara, good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Okay. 519, hello.
Oh, hi. I was sorry. I was just listening.
Oh, hey. Hi. Hi. Okay. Putting her back on mute. 860, I believe this is Amy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Amy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Amy?
Good, good.
Well, 1673.
So today, it's been a very rocky, well, roller coaster mostly this past summer. And there's this guy that I was really interested in, and I still am. He broke up with me at the end of August. And I'm finding it a hard time of letting go. I really believe that there's a lot of karmic, not only karmic connection, but like soul growth with him. It's not just because he's familiar.
Karmic transcendent kind of energy between the two of you, you feel.
Yeah, and it's like a pull that you can't even describe. It's just, it's inconceivable, honestly. And I've done so much work in the sense of trying to cut cords and like let him go and let him be, and I am as far as there's no contact with me, but my psyche, my energy cannot let go of him. I don't know why.
That's tough. It's Amy, did we talk to you about him before? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think in the beginning, like I was only dating him at a month. I think it was like 4 months ago I talked to you guys.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, I don't remember that you were in a relationship. I really don't. So,
okay.
So what's his birth date?
His birthday is, oh my goodness, 5/16/80.
5/16/80.
Yeah.
Okay. 12/22. He's the same master number and karmic number as you. Same. Same.
Yes.
I mean, you're born on the same day, actually. I mean,
yes.
Different months, different years, but same day, the 16th. Okay. And in the relationship, so you started dating him about 4 months ago?
That's correct. And
then, go ahead.
Basically, so, he, you know, it's like, he, you know, I think with him, it's just that we need to be on the same page. And He was hurt in the past, who hasn't been, but like the fact that he thought it was too good to be true, to be quite honest. And so
that's
we broke up the first time, the 4th of July, and then the second time was August. And I had a closer conversation with him a couple of weeks ago. And I just don't think it's over. I think it's just that we're time away. I don't have his phone number. That's what I do in order to cut off. I completely cut off, call it extreme, but that's what I do. So I'm not in contact with him. I'm not, no Facebook, nothing. But I just have this, he's lingering. I think both of us are lingering in each other's field. I just was wondering what Neil or you could tell me about him.
Well,
what are you feeling?
Question. One, he's saying that he doesn't want to be with you because it's too good to be true.
Yeah, and he's not ready in the sense of, like, he's not ready for, because he's the women before him have, you know, been nice, but then they, like, treated him terribly. And it's interesting because we have parallel lives. I've had guys treat me absolutely terribly, and I just put up with it. That's what he did with his past. And we broke up because it was too much for him, and he's not on the same page as me. And he just isn't admitting what the true feelings are. That's my intuition. Did he tell me that? No. But that's what I'm feeling, is that he's not really being honest with himself of how much of a strong connection him and I have, which we do. It's undeniable. And I think that it's so powerful that it's scaring him away, basically.
Yeah. Difficult. Well, I think if he was totally mature, then he would be able to receive the connection, be able to move forward with you. So there's a problem with maturity and commitment. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, Amy, the overlapping lifetimes that you both have had since you first were joined together in a past life have been in their own right measurable according to each person. He fell behind you from that original past life. He fell behind you in the course of past lives.
That's why he's younger.
So that's why he's younger, and that's why he's not as mature, and he's overwhelmed, and he's picked up experiences in other lifetimes that have complicated his ability to have a mature relationship. So your best bet is to say, yes, we are connected. We've had a past life. There was passion in it and everything like that. But in this lifetime, I can't count on that past life connection to have a healthy relationship. It's not going to happen.
You know what?
I don't think it will ever happen. I think you should move on.
Yeah.
And that sounds like what you're doing anyways. If you want to talk about how to separate from
mentally
the energy in your brain,
yeah,
that, because there's something lodged in your brain and your collective unconsciousness. So you go to your collective unconsciousness and say, ah, I'm releasing you. And that's what you're not doing, because it's staying in there.
So I just, you know, their years, 73 and 80, actually in the cross is his age. She's 38 years old right now.
Mm-hmm.
So your three to his eight is his current age. You both met after the age of 30. So that's, you know, signified in the number system. Because he was, 4 months ago, he was 38. He just turned 38, right? Yeah.
In May. Yeah.
In May. So about 4 months ago. So that's interesting. But it sounds like you need some tools to be able to separate, because whatever you've done to cut cords isn't working.
See, you're haunted by the fact that if you think about them, then you're trapped. Who cares? So what if you think about them? Don't feel so trapped about it.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. I just feel like because you know what it was, and for so many years, I would get so attached, and like I couldn't let the person, I was driving myself even more bonkers. And now it's just like on the other opposite end of just like completely detached, and it doesn't work that way. You can't go from one extreme to the other, but that's what I'm doing. I take ownership of that. I admit it.
If it's of any compensation to you, Amy, the individual coming in, the male figure coming in, he may be born in 1971. He's going to be a little bit older than you. Not by much. You're not going to do good by younger men. There doesn't seem to be a friendly vibration about that, at least in my estimation.
Okay.
The individual that you're going to connect to might be born in 1971, and there's something about him, and he's very interested in money, stocks, savings. There's just an interest level he has in that. And so, like we said, just because you think about the guy, you're haunted by him, you have a dream, doesn't mean so
right,
what?
But she's... I think why she's holding on, if I'm wrong, correct me, Amy, but she's feeling like he's, you know, a soulmate type of energy, and there's this transcendent path with him, and he's not recognizing it. But if you can get your head around the fact that that's coming from the past life connection, and he hasn't quite caught up to you in terms of your readiness for a relationship, ability to commit, then that's going to help you get past that.
Have a question. Neil, do you know, like, this person you were just talking about, when that person might appear?
It could be as soon as this October, sometime in October. Between October and November. That might be the first throw ball. You know, but this energy you have with this individual, it's never going to happen this lifetime. So just say to yourself, it's not going to happen. I can think about him. It's so what? So, and there's a connection, there's a vibe. So what? It's not going to happen. Got to move on. Start focusing on 1971.
You're too funny. Oh my goodness. Yeah. 1971. Okay.
Okay.
So that's interesting. Thank you. It's interesting, Neil, that you got the number, the year, like, spot. I'll call you back if I meet a 1971 person.
Yeah, let's see what
it is. Yeah.
Sounds
good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, 856.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi. From Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Laura.
No, New Jersey.
Oh,
hi.
New Jersey. Okay, Laura is a common name. New Jersey. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
What's going on?
October 1st, 63.
Thank you.
I have a phone interview lined up today, and I wondered what you see for me around getting that job.
A phone interview. What's your pressure? 9. What's the job for?
It's for a managerial position.
Well, Neil, do you have any thoughts?
Well, let's see, 2, 12, 15, 20.
Well, happy birthday, Laura.
What's her birthday?
Oh, thank you.
53. So she's 55 years old, right?
Yes.
21-3?
Yeah, she's a 21-3. 55.
Okay. So, first of all, first question, do you have a brother?
I'm sorry, what did you ask me? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, my first question is, do you have a brother?
I have 2 brothers.
Okay, so you do have a brother. You have 2, in fact. All right. Now, the management company, have you ever worked anywhere in your life that had to do with construction or building?
My brothers did. They worked.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so the answer to your question about this management job seems to be, at least from our psychic viewpoint, somehow connected to the energies of your brother. Now, if we're trying to find out if you're going to get this job, and all the vibration that we're asking is answerable by your brother's presence, there's got to be somehow a link between your brothers and the job you're going for. You'd have to maybe dig deep until you find, there's the link. But what kind of job are you going for?
It's working in a pharmaceutical company.
Okay. Got it. Are any of your brothers sick? Are they on prescriptions? Do they have backaches?
My one brother has diabetes, and he suffers from gout sometimes.
Okay, that's all we need to know. Your chance right now, as we speak, on a vibration is sometimes we have to go to these places, sorry, but it's about 80% you're going to get the job right now. Well above 50-50, there's about an 80% chance. Somewhere in your past, the name Sarah, something with an S, Sarah, or something like that, is coming in. Don't know why it just popped in, but it did pop in. Maybe you know, maybe you don't, but it popped in anyways. And
let's ask. Do you know?
No, I don't. I don't know if Sarah.
Anybody with an S?
I didn't think so. So it might be the other.
Well, I have a cousin Sandy, and she's passed over.
Because Sandy passed over, maybe there's something going on there. You see, you're 63. So where were you, real quickly, because we have other callers.
We don't have other callers. We have 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left. Okay, real quickly, calculate. Laura, where were you 11 years ago? What were you doing?
I don't know.
You don't remember? Okay.
2007.
11 years ago.
2007.
44 years old.
Sure you know. 2007.
When you were 44.
I don't know. I can't think of what I was doing back then, to be honest. Once I have my resume in front of me, I can't tell you what I was doing when.
well, look, research it. Have you ever been divorced?
No, I've never been married.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're starting to find, what we're doing is we're in the territory of clearing away negative energy. That's what I'm determining is going on. So the yes or the no's aren't as important as the idea that I'm evaluating that we're clearing away negative energy. So let me ask you something real quick. In your home, do you have drawers that where there's clothes that you never wear that you should get rid of to Goodwill or something like that?
I do have clothes. Yeah, I have clothes from when I was thinner that I keep don't want to get rid of because I keep telling myself I'm going to lose the weight and get back into them.
Okay, so what you need to do is go on a diligent weight reducing thing, and if you start now with seriousness, there's a that chance of getting the job immediately jumps up to 90%. Okay, an experiment, but it's an experiment. It's a good one. It's not going to cost you anything, and we're trying to help you out, see if we can get there closer.
And we are our 30-second warning, Laura, so let us know how the interview goes and what happens, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay,
yeah,
take care.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are back on air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much.